Last night was quite a highlight. Jim Williams, we all know Jim, recently retired from the GSA as a commissioner of Federal Acquisition Service, got the John J. Frankie Award. So that made for a really festive evening here in Philadelphia. And this morning, there's a lot of really great speakers. In fact, Martha Johnson, the new administrator of GSA, will give the keynote. And then there's a really great panel. In fact, it's so good, I'm moderating it. And that will be all about information sharing. We have people from international level. Danielle Germain is the CIO of Canada. I said, so that would make Vivek Kundra the Corrine of the United States. She said, that's right. Her name is Corrine Charette from Canada. And also on my panel will be Mike Carlton. He's the CIO of Health and Human Services. And Sharon Dawes from the Center for Government at Albany State University. State and local government experts. So we've got international, we've got U.S. federal, and we've got state and local all on the panel, and that starts at 9:45. So a very busy morning here at MOC. It's the 30th anniversary of it, and since it's called the Management of Change, I guess you can go forever because every year something's changing.
Now, Tom, tell me a bit more about your panel. What is the topic going to be? You mentioned it, but I want to get a little more clarification about the topic and what you hope to touch on.
Well, the topic is new technology approaches for intergovernmental collaboration and information sharing. So that means what are the new ways that information is shared both federal to state and local, and now also international. You know, just over the weekend at the Naval Academy, President Obama gave the commencement speech on Saturday, and he called for a new internationalism, a new way of nations cooperating. And that, to me, says more international information sharing will take place, and not just for war-type situations and national security situations, but for a variety of reasons, policy and culture. And so I think we're going to see a new information sharing approach between governments at the international level. And we'll also talk about information sharing at the state and local level. You know, last week, I guess it was, the Senate Select Intelligence Committee came out with its report on the 14 failures of information sharing between state and local and federal and among federal over all the Christmas Day bomber and how he got to the airport, got on a plane, and so forth. So I think there's a really new, renewed focus on information sharing. We're going to explore all that.
Wow.
It's like a cube. You know, you have three dimensions to it.
It really is, almost four dimensions to it. And also there will be issues going on or panels going on, maybe some breakout sessions, when it comes to social media, you know, Web 2.0 technologies and that sort of thing. Has anybody been able, and I know it's not your panel, so I don't want to throw you a curveball, but has anybody ever been able to give you sort of a sneak peek on what they hope to learn from these panels and maybe what they hope to accomplish and questions that need to be answered?
Well, tomorrow there's what they call a CXO mixer with interactive voting. That's where everyone sits at a table and votes on different topics. In fact, that is moderated by our own Chris Dorabek. That's tomorrow morning. But some of the things they'll be discussing are transparency through blogs and IT dashboards. That's a big issue. A lot of people have been talking about that because a blog and a dashboard doesn't necessarily give you transparency unless you blog about things that people want to know that they care about that they may not know about until you blog it. And the same thing for dashboards. If you're not measuring the things that people are interested in, then how transparent are you? So that'll all be coming up tomorrow. So, yeah, big topic. Definitely.
And the insourcing, outsourcing debate, that's also going to be taken up. And you think of these management of change conferences, especially when you were explaining how your panel is going to work about technology and how it helps feds do their jobs and how it helps share information. You think about the information sharing and the social media issue. But insourcing, outsourcing is a little bit different, and it's a debate that goes back years and years and years and years.
Yeah, in fact, Jim Williams will be chairing the panel on human capital to insource or not to insource. And he's got Alan Chavotkin. Of course, we know him well on Federal Drive and on Federal News Radio. He's the executive vice president for the Professional Services Council. And they're kind of torn. You know, they represent the contractors, and so they want to support administration policy. And yet, at some level, they feel that maybe their members are getting a little bit poached by the federal agency. So that will be discussed. Also, Joni Newhart. She's the Associate Administrator for Acquisition Workforce Programs at the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. So they'll be talking, and Jim Williams will be moderating that one. But insourcing, outsourcing, people, the whole human capital issue surrounding that definitely will be part of the discussion later on this afternoon, too.
Now, you've given us a pretty good overview of what we can expect as far as the breakout sessions and the panels. Tell us about the venue and tell us about the people there. What, have you been able to run into folks there, and have you seen it, what the crowd's going to be like and that sort of thing?
Well, it's a pretty big crowd. I mean, the 400 is a good-sized conference. I guess about a third of them are federal workers, federal managers, and about two-thirds are vendors. Some of the usual faces, but every year I see fresh new faces from both sides that I haven't met. So that's one of the great things, is because of the old-timers and the lions of the industry can get together with the newcomers and get them inculcated. The venue is a very odd place. It's a 1932 Art Deco building. It's the Lowe's Hotel. It used to be a bank. So there's you'll be going down a hall, and then there's a whole bank of old safe deposit boxes that haven't been used in 20 years, and or there'll be a bank vault door in the middle of a conference room. So it's an unusual venue, but I think people like Philadelphia because you can get there fast enough, and yet you don't have the urge to run back to your office in Washington because it's not quite that close. And also, it's a business-like setting. People like this. You know, resorts are kind of a little bit out of favor right now for federal conferences, but this is definitely a business-like setting in the middle of the cradle of liberty, Philadelphia, great city.
And finally, Tom, I know you're going to be checking with us throughout the morning from the Management of Change Conference. We'll be checking in with you at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, a little less than an hour from now. What are you going to be talking with us about then? You have a special guest you'll be featuring, I know.
Yeah, at 8:30, we will speak with Jim Williams himself, the winner of the Frankie Award. A long, distinguished career, one of the most popular guys in the whole federal IT community. So he'll join us again and kind of give us his perspective on getting the Frankie Award and what's ahead for him. And then at 9 o'clock, Martha Doris from GSA, she's part of that whole group of citizen services and communications, also a veteran of GSA. She'll give us an update. I think Chris reported on Friday that there's some reorganization going on there, and they're going to bring in some new technology. So Martha will join us at 9:05.